You're listening to SBS News.
The UK's national dish isn't fish and chips, it's chicken tikka masala. But the traditional British curry house, a fixture on nearly every high street, is under threat. Restaurant owners say immigration controls are too tight, preventing them from hiring the South Asian chefs they desperately need. Abdul Ahad is the owner of City Spice, a fixture on London's Brick Lane, the capital's most famous destination for Indian restaurants.
So why can't England open up for business? These people will pay taxes, they'll contribute to society, and once they're finished here, they'll go back, you know. So they won't harm the fabric of society.
Many restaurant owners thought Brexit would fix the staff shortage. Prior to the referendum, the Leave campaign targeted Indian, Pakistani and Bangladeshi communities. Here's the former leader of the UK Independence Party, Nigel Farage, speaking at the British Curry Awards.
The curry culture in this country, it's a remarkable statement of the relationship this country has with the Commonwealth countries.
We've given up with spam fritters, we've given up toad in the hole, we've given up plum duff and all the awful old English food. We eat curry now and we love it.
But now many in the curry industry feel they were used. Ollie Khan owns four restaurants in London's commuter belt and is the Secretary General of the Bangladeshi Caterers Association.
We supported the Leave campaign, but at that time some of the senior member of the British Parliament, they have promised us, they said, like, you know, if you support the Brexit, then we'll be able to get more people from South Asia, and which is very unlikely now. You don't know what's going to happen.
As it stands, the UK government hasn't made clear how immigration laws will change post-Brexit, and no commitment has been made to increasing Commonwealth immigration. Abdul Ahad says the promises made are now worth nothing.
There were so many things said to gain the votes of the people related to the industry, just to get them on board. There were so many things said, so many ideas floated around just to buy the votes, just to get hold of the votes. And once they got hold of the vote, it never materialised.
The industry association says an additional 30,000 workers are needed immediately. And without access to more staff, it's estimated one in two curry houses will be forced to close over the next 10 years. One suggestion to solve the problem is a Vindaloo visa, a one-year work permit that would allow South Asian curry chefs to come to the UK to work and pass on their knowledge to a new generation of British-born trainees. Inam Ali is a supporter of the proposal. He's a restaurant owner and the founder of the British Curry Awards, an event supporting the industry which attracts high-profile politicians and celebrities each year.
But I'm very hopeful that after the Brexit, the immigration policy will be fairer for all over the world. If somebody wants to come from Eastern European country, they're very easy to enter this country, just have a driving license. But when somebody wants to come outside the EU, they need hundreds of documents. And specifically when I'm talking about bringing chef need to speak English, which is, I'm not bringing here for learning English. I'm just here for cooking a curry.
Currently, a cook would need to be earning nearly £30,000 a year to be granted a work visa. The average chef's wage in the UK is £25,000. Reducing the income requirement could ease the strain on the industry. Back in Brick Lane, Abdul Ahad has seen dozens of curry houses close in the last few years, but he doesn't think Britain's taste for spice has diminished.
I am keen to expand. If I have the staff, I'll expand tomorrow. I mean, my product is good, my brand is good, but there's no point in me expanding tomorrow without any staff.
With the government refusing to make any immigration commitments until the Brexit deal is sorted, the curry crisis is set to continue. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.